Hello,
and welcome. Today's day six. Woohoo! Today's day six in our 11-day series, Return of the Light. We are celebrating the approach of the winter solstice, which I definitely celebrate. This year, I will be celebrating by playing some music and burning some stuff in a fire. How's everyone feeling today? Let's start our day with some breathing, as always. And breathe any kind of breath you'd like to breathe, whatever moves you today. Just do it intentionally. So take two or three more breaths of your own design. Notice what that does for you and to you. I always feel better. Now let's connect. Let's connect into our 3 points. The 3 points that are really just 1 point. But with our brains, we have to separate them into 3 points for now. So we're going to connect into ourselves, into that deep place within ourselves. It goes infinitely deep, yet still contained within our body. Wherever that point is for you, usually somewhere in your torso, in the heart, solar plexus, pelvis, whatever that is for you, go to that place. And see that it welcomes you in and expands as you enter it. And it's thrilled that you're there with your intention and your attention. And then when you feel connected to you, let's take a breath down in through the top of our heads, all the way through our bodies, and into the earth. Whether it's through your feet, or if you're sitting on the earth and you want to go through your spine, your tailbone, grow your roots deep as they'll grow. Let them keep growing until they start to slow and stop on their own. Keep breathing down through the top of your head, through your body, and out into your roots. Let your roots spread out wide and deep. And when you get to a stopping point there, let's connect in, plug in to source energy or the divine or all that is. God, goddess, the cosmos, the universe, whatever you call it. For me, I see a light beam that literally connects from the place within me into the place of all that is. And let's breathe in that place of connectedness, connected to ourselves, to the earth, to all that is. This is an incredibly supportive and safe and nurturing place to be, a place to ask questions, to explore. A place to do nothing but be. So from this place of connectedness, now let's visit our sacred space within, our inner temple, our inner sanctuary that we visited in a previous call. Really, it looks like anything you want it to look like. What's your favorite, most favorite place in the world? Or you could even combine several of your most favorite places into one scene and be there. Whatever it looks like to you, be in that place. Visualize yourself sitting peacefully in that place. So the theme for today is peace. No kidding, I pulled the peace card. Yay for peace! I watched this thing yesterday that showed in hertz or megahertz or however they measure it, the vibrations of lots of different emotions or energies. And peace was actually a few notches above love. Much of the studying that I've done in the spiritual world talks about peace being the way. Peace is the way. May peace be with you. What does that mean to you? What does peace mean to you? Does it mean there's just quiet? Quiet in your surroundings or quiet in your inners? Or that you have no conflict in this moment? Peace can mean many things. What does it mean to you? Peace can heal so many things. So from our connected place, in our inner temple or sacred sanctuary, let's breathe in the peace energy. And instead of breathing it in from one direction, let's breathe it in from all directions. As if it's coming to you from every single direction, in through your cells, in through every cell at the same time. So you're going to breathe in like you're a sponge sucking up the peace around you. You're going to breathe in the peace, and you're going to contain it in your body. And when you exhale, breathe out anything less than that. Because pretty much everything is less than peace. Breathe in from all directions and all places around you. Breathe in the peace energy into every cell of your being. Breathe it into your core. Breathe it into the space that you're now visiting, into your sacred space. Breathe it in so that it spills out beyond your borders. And you feel so good. Peace really does feel good. So we can remember what that feels like. Remember what it's like to be in your connected place, sitting in your most connected place, breathing in the essence of peace, breathing out anything less than that. This technique will get you through any storm, any tidal wave, or tsunami. any issue that comes up in your life, in your relationships, in your heart. This exercise will help you be peace. Instead of being peaceful, instead of being the adjective, you will be peace. You will be the noun. And from that peaceful place, you will radiate it out to everything and everything around you. Everyone and everything. Every being. It'll spill out from you like you're that wet sponge. And everywhere you go, you'll leave peaceful footprints. And you'll be dripping peace as you walk through your life. Be peace. Visit your inners. Connect. Every day. Multiple times a day. Once you practice, it only takes a second to get there. To return there, to be there. And then breathe in the peace. Breathe in the peace. Enjoy your practice, enjoy your breathing, enjoy your connecting, enjoy your peace on this fine day. And I'll see you tomorrow.